Chief Whitecap Park. A grief-stricken Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Chief Bobby Cameron summed up the pain felt by family, friends and colleagues of Dawn Walker, who is still missing along with her son during Thursday's awareness walk. It took Cameron more than 5 minutes to compose himself before delivering another passionate plea to help find them. Walker is the executive operating officer for FSIN. The walk from Chief Whitecap Park to the Gordie Howe Bridge and back was meant to raise awareness of the missing case of the mother and son, and to ask for the public's help in returning them to their loved ones. The 48-year-old Walker was last seen at a business establishment on the 300 block of Owen Manor in Saskatoon. The disappearance of Walker and her son is another painful moment for the Indigenous community in the province as the incident comes on the heels of the almost three-month-long search for 5-year-old Frank Young, who was found dead on July 9. Cameron, along with FSIN 2nd Vice Chief David Pratt and 4th Vice Chief Heather Baer, Sturgeon Lake Councillor Christine Longjohn of the Prince Albert Grand Council and more than 100 others braved the 28C heat to join the close to 10-kilometer walk. The red 2021 Ford F-150 truck being driven by Walker was found along the riverbank of the South Saskatchewan River along with several personal items that included her wallet. Cameron said that Dawn was a sister to everyone and a member of the family and he has known her for almost 12 years, working with her at FSIN. She's guided and advised many of us. The last few days, going back to my, Wichekin Lake, First Nation, thinking we can be strong, this morning the emotions I could not keep in no more. That's, Walker, one of our mothers. One of our First Nation women, said Cameron. We continue to be optimistic and hope that we bring them back home. Bring Dawn back home. It's good to cry. I feel a lot better now after a good cry. We asked every one of you to continue to pray. He added the Saskatoon Police Service and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have been helping with the search with the former going to continue its thorough investigation to shed light on the disappearance of Walker and her son. Baer said that they are overwhelmed with the outpouring of support not only from Walker's family and friends but also from those who are advocating to raise awareness on the issue of violence toward Indigenous peoples. To the family, we know that you are under enormous stress and pain. They are our loved ones that we are looking for. We're going to walk today. We're going to pray and we're going to heal. We're going to gain strength with this walk today, said Baer. Longjohn added that despite the difficult situation everyone is facing, they are hoping and praying that they could find the answers that would help bring Dawn and her son back to their family and friends. It's a very difficult time when our loved ones go missing and there are so many unanswered questions. As we walk today, I ask that you walk in prayer as we ask the grandmothers and grandfathers to hear us and have pity on us so we can bring them home in a good way, said Longjohn.